A few weeks ago, we had Linda, a lovely German girl, arrive at our place woofing. Now, that's got nothing to do with dogs barking and everything to do with a fabulous program called Willing Workers on Organic Farms, WWOOF. Google it. It's a fabulous program. Linda had left her last woofing place early, quote, hating chickens, because her last woofer host had completely misrepresented the work on their farm, and Linda had just been slaving away all day cleaning chicken pens. Not exactly a backpacker's ideal working holiday. The work here is pretty boring, often weeding thistles and blackberries out of the paddocks, so I teach a bit of our horse stuff most days to our woofers to make life here interesting. Linda had got the connection that I talk about in the first key to happiness with your horse quite quickly. That's completely free if this is your first time on my website. See that big yellow box over to the right. It didn't seem right to me for an animal lover to hate chickens. So I set her a task to go and connect to all the individual chickens. And Linda was awed at how different they felt from each other and about how she could feel each of their individual personalities. But that's not the wow factor that made me write this article this morning. We had one half-grown chicken here who had had quite a traumatic start in life. I'd shifted her and her sibling just after they were born and the move hadn't gone well. I've learned a bit about that since. And then a few days later, a crow flew in and stole her sibling away, complete with much screaming from me for the damn thing to drop it, and me chasing it down the road hoping it would do just that. It was very distressing. The mother chook was devastated, the whole flock was upset, and the remaining baby chicken never really recovered, and she was always quite a nervy little thing. So there Linda was, approaching and retreating from this young chicken, backing off when she felt not quite right, and waiting for the chew. Just kidding, chickens don't chew. I hope that made you laugh, because the first time I wrote this I nearly wet my knickers roaring with laughter at the thought of waiting for a chicken to chew. Okay. This story relates directly to the trauma releasing in the bonus lesson that you got in the 6 keys to happiness with your horse. Yep, that big yellow box over there again. Well, I was flabbergasted from this one session of Linda's with this young chook. She must have released a heap of that early trauma because she's a changed chook. Chook seems to be a word peculiar to us Aussies. We use it to describe a female chicken. Now the little chook's happy to stay in a caravan while I clean it out every morning, and she allows people to come quite close without panicking. She can leave her mother's side for quite a lot longer, which I know is normal at her age, but she hadn't been leaving her mother at all. And her voice has deepened quite radically. She cheeps quite differently. And it all changed on the day that Linda did her work. Woo-hoo! Who would have thought you could do trauma-releasing behavioural work with a chook? So, since this worked so clearly, what other possibilities are there in this? What about connecting, then approaching and retreating from the car, using not quite rights and waiting for the lick and chew from a dog who's terrified of the car? I come across that one lots in my clinic work. What other things could you think of? What other ways could you use the connecting to the animal trauma releasing comfort zone model? Wow, the sky's the limit. Come back and tell me what you do with it.